Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Doug Karsh, Gator out today, 248-539-9797. A lot of feedback coming in on a variety of topics. Hendon Hooker is going to flame out. Run first quarterback never works out. Not to mention he's 26-year-old. They should have never drafted him. They need to trade him and get whatever they can. It's from an unnamed texter. So, I mean, I don't know how much you listen, the person that sent this text. I'm not crazy about quarterbacks that run. I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. It's down the list of priorities, the things I'm looking for in a quarterback. But I thought it's the throws. It's expanding the menu of throws that Hendon Hooker can make. And I keep going back to the one throw he made to Caden Davis, the now cut Caden Davis, over the middle, where he took a hit. It was a defender coming up the middle, and he stood in the pocket and delivered the ball on time while he was under heavy duress. And I was like, there it is. That's the kind of stuff that he needs to do primarily to win this backup job. It's more that than his ability to take off and run. Now, the good thing is, if you aren't as sharp, and I don't expect Hendon Hooker to be as sharp as Jared Goff, but you're just trying to find a way to get into field goal range late in a game when called upon, The QB run can be incredibly useful if you're not going to be able to execute the whole offense the way Goff can. It doesn't matter if you're on script. If you're trying to get into field goal range and he's got to improvise, he's capable of it. And that's where it can be most useful.
You know how I feel about the backup quarterback having the ability to be mobile. You know, you don't have to be Lamar Jackson, but to be able to gain, like you just said, that's a perfect scenario. It's third and, you know, 5 or even third and long, but you need 6 yards to get into decent field goal range, and that pass isn't always there, and it's not always safe, and there's no guarantee the guy catches it. But if you have a quarterback that can move a little bit and get you those yards, that's what Hendon Hooker provides that Jared Goff just doesn't, you know? So get me those yards that I need. Set us up to help win this game and close this out. And that's what you're asking for a backup quarterback a lot of time, is either to keep us within striking distance or hold on to some kind of lead. And I think Hendon Hooker has shown enough this preseason, at least with my eyeball test, that he can do that, especially if he's working with the ones. The offensive line that he was out there with, I mean, there was a lot of leaking going on where he had to move around the pocket. He got sacked, right?
Yep.
You got to feel that he's going to have a better pocket with Penei Sewell, Taylor Decker, and the rest of the guys if you were to ever have to come into a game.
Yep. 248-539-9797. What else do we got here? Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. Casey in Brighton writes in, does it feel like the Tigers are taking the same track as the 2022 Lions? Come on strong at the end of the year and make something of the following year. That's how it feels to me. KC, I wondered if we'd get that comparison today. I wondered if anybody would draw that straight line from the 2022 Lions to the 2024 Tigers. And here's something else that's so energizing about this. For people who've been around, there are probably a good portion of you that have never seen a young Tiger core. You've seen young Tiger pitchers, but have you ever seen a lineup that feels like it's a young, homegrown core of solid baseball players? You need a couple of these guys to be stars. You need Riley Green and Chase Young to be stars. You need a couple more to be really, really good, way above average. Parker Meadows, Spencer Torkelson. Parker Meadows, Cole Keith. You need others to just absolutely hit for power. Maybe that's Torque's role. You need good defense at catcher. You need more pitching. Can Jackson Joe be part of the staff next year and contribute? And will he be as good as he's, you know, advertised to be to join with Scooble? Like, I don't know, man. This is stuff that we haven't seen in Detroit in a long time. And it makes me excited. And that's why we're asking, what's your state of mind with this Tiger team right here, right now? Back to your phone call. Stan's in Southfield, and he is next. Hello, Stan.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing good.
You know, you have people saying that your backup quarterback has to have experience. That's not true. Brock Purdy took San Francisco all the way to the Super Bowl with no experience. He was a doggone third-string quarterback. You don't have to have experience to be a successful backup.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would say that Brock Purdy is probably the exception and not the rule. You don't have to have it. I would feel much better with if Hendon Hooker had a little bit more experience. But, look, I feel much better about Hendon Hooker as a backup quarterback today than I did 3 weeks ago. That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, that goes without saying. But, you know, each individual, each person, that's, you know, they're different. And some guys can do it and some guys can't. And you say Purdy is an exception? Who's to say Hendon Hooker can't do it?
Well, Hendon Hooker would be less of a surprise to be able to do it than a seventh-round pick in Brock Purdy. You know?
All right. My point taken. And that's, you know, you made my point for me right there.
Yeah. So, I mean, we go back to the thing I always say. You want to be perfect. You want to be able to have a great player and a good player behind him at every position. But that's just not the reality.
You know what? NFL playing experience, yeah, Hendon Hooker doesn't have that. But he is an older, young player, right? Like, no, I mean, we make
fun
of it.
He's an older, inexperienced player.
Exactly. So I think mentally, though, yeah, he could be ahead of, like, your typical second-year quarterback, you know?
Yep.
As far as professionalism, just in life, man. You think about all the times, I know you do, Doug, I know I do. What was I like when I was 22 years old, 23? You know, an idiot doing stupid stuff. He's not 22, actually. So maybe that helps him in his progression, you know, taking this seriously and being ready when the moment happens, if it is a called upon him at some point.
248-539-9797. Nick is in Berkeley, and he's next on 97.1. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Long-time listener. Big fan of the show.
Appreciate the phone call.
You know, I just got in the car and heard you say, kind of comparing this Tigers team to the 2022 Detroit Lions, kind of coming out at the end of the year. I couldn't agree more, and I'm very optimistic, actually, for the Tigers' future. I do love that they're letting the young guys play, bringing them up now, and letting them have that.
Nick?
Instead of having
okay,
that
we lost you there for a sec. We lost you there for a sec. You said you love that you have the young guys play, and then what'd you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love that they're having them play right now to adjust to that MLB level of pitching. Right now, instead of the next year, having some of your hitters lose confidence. So I'm glad that they're letting the young guys play right now, because I do think they have a really good young core. I think Colt Keith's a guy that's going to be around for a long time. I feel like he might end up making the move to first base, depending on you know, how his defense progresses. But you know, I think Parker Meadows is someone that's going to take a big leap probably next year. You know, Chase Young, I think.
I think Parker Meadows, if a big leap next year, I mean, if he's making a big leap, he's making it right now. This guy is white hot, plays great defense, has elite speed. He's hit for some power. Like, Parker Meadows is really, really, what's going on with him is super encouraging. So if he's going to make a big leap, and maybe I'm getting, you know, it doesn't really matter, but I think he's making it right now. Right now, since he's been called up, I don't have his stats in front of me, but a couple days ago, he was hitting like 340, with a 390 on base and like an 888 OPS. It's ridiculous what he's done since he's been called back up. And he always had the defense. He always had the speed. And the question was, is the guy ever going to hit? They send him down. You always wonder if this is going to work. And let me see if I can find it here. Since he has been called up, and then he got hurt again and got healthy again, he's hitting 333 with a 368 on base and a 952 OPS.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Is that too good to believe? You know, like, it's, that's not like water finance level. Like, that's, I mean,
does he settle in as a 290 hitter? Because a 290 hitter, I would take.
Oh, I would take that all day. I'm for him.
Yeah.
250, man. I don't, honestly. Yeah. 250, 14, 15 home runs a year and play defense like you do.
I hope he's better than 250, but I don't think he's going to hit 333 the rest of his career. He's probably going to drop down below 300. How far below is the question?
But I think there's...
To be a real difference maker, I think he's got to hit more than 250. If he's hitting 250, then he's kind of a role player. Well, it depends. I mean, role player, elite defense, good team.
Yeah, that's all you need. That's all I need, personally. I need the corner outfielders to provide something. I need Torque to provide something. Colt Keith and Jace Young, you know?
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.